ein maschilen be pasha prusa mishloish psukim. You can't be maschil a pasha more than three psukim. You can't be maschil.
What
ein maschilen, you can't start a pasha in maschilen a pasha pochus mishloish psukim. Less than three psukim. Because if you're starting a new pasha now, you can't start it unless you're in already three psukim. So if you're just going to let the one that gets shlishi read of Yom HaShabbos and the first pasuk of Yom of Rosh HaKachechem, you can't give revi'i then to start reading only one pasuk in the parsha. Because again, it's exagerated that people who first come in now, they'll think that the one that got the last aliyah only read one pasuk. Saying, Matchilim a parsha, pasuk mishloish psukim. You can't start like in a new parsha. Either you start at the beginning of the parsha, or else you have to start at least three psukim later. That people shouldn't think that the one that got the lead before you only read those first two psukim. So maybe you can't do this here. You can't let Revi start reading from the second pasuk in the Rosh HaKoshechem. So the Elamai answers like this. Likri trei mehai, utlosa mehach, fenachlami. Let the one that gets shlishi read two psukim of Yom HaShabbos, and then he'll read three psukim talk of Rosh HaKoshechem. Let him read into the first three psukim. For the more, that also won't be good. Poshalu trei, so then shlishi got five psukim, and you only have seven, so you're leaving over only two? Then you can't give an aliyah just the two psukim. So what do we do? We're stuck. How do you divide up Rosh Chodesh to divide these psukim into four aliyahs? Is Omar Lois, he answered back, Zulay Shemati. Ataka didn't hear exactly what you do by Rosh Chodesh. The Kiyotzid Bo Shemati. They had another Shiloh, and from there we'll learn what to do by Rosh Chodesh. That's not. He had a Gemara before in Tainis. Now, by the Mamodos used to read from the Torah every day from Bereshis. So it says, B'yayim Arishim. On the first day, the Mamodos used to read Bereshis, and those psukim, and then Vahirakia. Those are the psukim they read on B'yayim Arishim. Now, but Tony Lord learned on this, Bereshis B'shnayim, that Bereshis would give out the two aliyahs. Yehirakia B'yechud. Yehirakia comes out to one aliyah. Vavinimbo was a kasha like this. Vavinimbo, we came out like this. Bishlemi Yehirakia B'yechod. This loss of psukim here. That's very good. Yehirakia was given to one aliyah. There are three psukim left over. You give it to one aliyah. Elo Bereshis. Bishnayim. How do you divide up Bereshis, the first parak in Bereshis, into two aliyahs? Chamisha psukim here. Up until the Yom Revoke, Yom Rishon, there's only five psukim. So how do you give two aliyahs to five psukim? You can't do that. We said each one has to get at least three psukim. So the Tanya we learned over there, how do we do it by the Mamodis? Is Hakura Batura, there's a Kasha, but Tanya we learned in our Mishnah, that Hakura Batura Layivkas Mishlash Psukim. That if you get an aliyah, you can't read less than three psukim. So if so, how do you divide out those first five psukim in Bereshis into two aliyahs? How do you do it? So Mar says, V'yitmur alo, we learned on this, Rav Oma Derlik. Rav says, the answer is to be Derlik. That means read over the pasuk twice. And Rashi says, Hasheni Chayzer Omatzko Pasuk Shadama Boshlof Shlofonu. Because the one that gets Koyin reads the first three psukim of Bereshis. And the one that gets Levi goes back and reads over again the third pasuk, and then he reads four and five. That's called derlik. You go back again and read over the third pasuk twice. That's what Rav said, and that's the ma'aseh what we do by Rosh Chodesh.
Wouldn't that be a kasha if somebody
adults hayayisim? We'll see. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says pasuk. Shmuel says no. The other answer is pasuk. That means the third pasuk divided in half. Give the first one two psukim and a half, and the second half of that pasuk, let Levi read. So each one reads two and a half psukim, that's also called like three psukim. Rashi pasuk, Harishin Kara Chatzi Aposuk Ashlishi Apaiskai. The first one gets Bereshis in the second pasuk, and half of the third pasuk, and then Levi gets the other half of the third pasuk, and the next two psukim. That's enough like as Rav and Shmuel, what should we do? So most of that is Rav Amar Derlik. Rav says the best answer is to read the third pasuk over twice. My time Eliyama pasuk. Why doesn't he say better like Shmuel divide the pasuk in half? So Marin says Ksova Rav holds that called Psuka de Leipaske Moshe Anam Leipaskinen. A pasuk that Moshe himself didn't divide up in half, we can't divide it in half. When we read from the Torah at least, the Moskuldik of Pshat is This is a din in Kriyas HaTorah. When you read from the Torah, you have to at least say a whole pasuk. You can't lane half a pasuk. If Moshe Rabbeinu was not nasik to make it into a pasuk, we can't make it into a pasuk. So it was not an etzah to divide the third pasuk into half. We can't do that. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says paskinilei. Yes, you divide the third pasuk in half. Shmuel Amar I Vomer Rabbi Chananya Korah. Vomer Chananya Korah Tzar Godol Hoyli Etzah Rabbi Chanina Hagodol. There's a very, very hard problem that when I was teaching, was a Rebbe teaching the kids, I wanted to divide the Pesukim in half. And with very tzar godl, b'deich godl, he let me do it. Since we're doing it now to teach the children how to learn, he was not there, okay? You could teach them half a Pesukim. But you see, he was only mafrid b'shas atchak to the Evet, not to do it like a tchila. So we're going to that's not a kasha in Shmuel. But still, why was the matter over there for the Rebbe to teach his kids half a pasuk? Mishum d'lo yasha, because he had no way out. That the only way he could teach his kids is by teaching them half a pasuk. Half of a pasuk. So achinam, the same story applies over here. Lo yasha, we're stuck now. What can we do about the bottom of mamadis? The locker is you have to read only brachos and give two aliyahs, and there's only five pasukim. So like we're stuck. What can we do? So when we're stuck in a klami, here Shmuel says, the answer is to be poisik. Usually he's masking to the clown that called sukkah, the lepaskin, moisha, non lepaskinim. But over here we're stuck, we can't do anything. So Gemara. Or Shmuel amar poisik. Gemara says, good. Shmuel says poisik. Of the still, my time, aloya madoiluk. Why didn't Shmuel say the svar is better like Rav? Like the chur, it's not called the shasat chak. You have another rates around. Why don't you do like Rav? Skip, go over the first three psukim once, and then come back, skip backwards, and read the third pasuk a second time, the third, fourth, or fifth. So Gemara says, Gzeira mishuma nechnosim mishuma yotzim. That's not a good etzah. It's Gzeira mishuma the people that come in and the people that go out. So Rashi says, Gzeira mishuma nechnosim sheyishmu hasheni maskel pasuk zeh v'yomru lekor rishon elishnayim. That people that come in now by the second aliyah, they're going to see it starting from the third pasuk. So they're going to think, the one that got kohen, how many psukim did he read? Only two? So they'll think you're allowed to read two psukim. So that's why Shmuel doesn't like the saints of being derelict. Who are din? Mishum ha-yetzim. We're afraid that people will go out, they'll see the way the rishon kohen got three psukim. So they leave now, they're going to think, you know what Levi's going to get? Only the next two psukim. So they'll think you're allowed to give out two psukim. Therefore, Shmuel doesn't like to say it to the skip, but rather let the first one read two and a half psukim, so everybody sees clearly that he read more than two psukim. That's the machlokes. So the churu, the same halacha applies to Rosh Chodesh also, that we are derelict, we say over that pasuk twice. Right, the mace, we have a kash for you. Again, the Gemara and Tainus we had, Pasha shel shisha psukim, if you have six psukim, so pshit to give two aliyahs, each one gets three. V'shel chamisha psukim, let's say you have a pasha only has five psukim, v'yachad, you have to give it one aliyah to get all five psukim. Kora rishon shleshem, if the rishon only read three psukim, hasheni kora shnayim ipashizu, the one that gets Levi now, true, finishes off these two psukim here, v'yachad mipasha cheres, but he has to go on to the next parasha and read another pasuk in the next parasha. That's the Yetzer. For Yeshurim, son, say, Shloisha, you have to go on to the next parasha and read three psukim into the next parasha. Why? And we have before, the Fishain Maschilim Bapasha Pokas Mishloisha Psukim. You can never start reading in a parasha, at least that you're in the parasha three psukim. Yeah? So the Zahir also. You have to at least start, you have to go in at least three psukim. Now, so that's the Eitzah. When you have a parsha that has five psukim, if you want to give two aliyahs, you can't just divide these five psukim into two, but you have to go into the next parsha. So kasher is, v'yimisa, if you hold like Rav and Shmuel, laman diyama derlek nidlek. According to Rav, that says it should be derlek, here also, why do you say five psukim? You have to go into the next parsha, take these five psukim, let the first one read three, let the second one start over again, three, four, five. And Lamandiyama Poisik Nafsik, according to Shmuel, that says you could divide the pasuk in half, So give the first one 2.5 psukim, and then give the second one 2.5 psukim. So Gemara answers Pashit. Sharni hosam di efshim achit. Like, what's the kasha? Avadi, if you could read on to the next parasha, avadi better off. Like Rav and Shmuel both are agreeing, it's a daichik what they're saying. That's only when you can't read more than these psukim, that's what you have to do. Like on Rosh Chodesh, or on Amamodos, where we have exactly how many psukim you're allowed to read, then you have a question how to do it. Mashenka, if there's no limit, you can go into the next parasha, Pshit, the Rav and Shmuel agrees it's better to go into the next parasha. That's why it says you go into the next parasha, one pasuk, or else 3 psukim. Omar Rebbe Tanchum, Omar Rebbe Shur ben Levi, Halacha ki Yeshayimim. The Halacha is like this Yeshayimim right now. It says, watch, Shloisha. You have to go into the next parasha and read at least 3 psukim into the next parasha. The Omar Rebbe Tanchum, Omar Rebbe Shur ben Levi, Kishem Shein Maschilim B'Parsha, Pochaz Megim of Sukim. The same way you don't go into the parasha. You can't start the parasha unless you're in already 3 psukim. The same way you can't leave over a parasha unless you have 3 psukim left to go. Like you can't read into the parasha and only leave over 2 psukim. If you want to stop in the middle of the parasha, you have to make sure you're leaving over at least 3 psukim to go. So Gemara said, cheat, of course it's that way. Hashta, umar aschalta, mazuch, when you say when you want to start in a parasha. The komeko tanakama. The Tanakhama is Mekelin saying, when you go into the new Parsha, you have a right just to read one Pasuk. Still, Machmiri Yeshayimim, that the Machmirim of the Yeshayim Machmirim say no, you have to go into at least 3 Psukim. Says, so, Shiur, the Locha, when you want to leave over, when you're reading already in the Parsha, when can you end the Parsha? Can you end, leave over 2 Psukim? Or no, you have to make sure you're leaving over at least 3 Psukim. The Machmir Tanakhama himself is Machmir we had before. It says you have to leave over at least 3 psukim. Lekoshchein the Machmir Yeshayimim. Isn't it for sure that the Yeshayimim are Machmir? Madach the Machmir at the beginning, Avada the Machmir at the end. So Mar says no. Madach him, I would have thought Nichnosim Shchiach. It's Shchiach that people come in late. So if people come in late, we're afraid you can't end after one pasuk. Because if the next Aliyah will start the second Pasuk, people will think Aliyah before only had one Pasuk. So that's Shchiach, and more people come late. The Yaitzin La Shchiach, the Maski Sefer Torah, Venavki. That's not Shchiach though, if you're in Shul already, and you're listening to Laining, what kind of business you go on in the middle of Laining? That's not so Shchiach, people should leave early. So therefore, since people won't leave early, it's not such a problem, we have to end off. It's okay to end off, even though you have only one or two Sukkim left over. Is Kamashman or no? Kamashman, yes, we're afraid both ways. That sometimes people leave early, so therefore you can't end off beforehand. You have to make sure you're leaving over at least 3 psukim left to the parasha. Because if you leave over less than 3 psukim, there's exera people that are leaving now are thinking there are only 2 psukim left over. Most probably they're going to give these 2 psukim to the next aliyah, so they're going to think that people can get an aliyah with 2 psukim, and that's not the locham. Therefore you shouldn't do it this way. The more of a Tanakhama, according to Tanakhama, my shenor shir, deloy. How come he agrees that when you read into a parsha and you want to stop in the middle, you have to make sure you leave over at least 3 psukim, mishum yaitzim, because we're afraid people will leave in the middle of laning. Therefore, if you leave off only 2 psukim, if somebody leaves now, we're afraid he's going to think that the next leave will only get these 2 psukim, and it's not right. So therefore you're saying you can't end off unless you have at least 3 psukim to go. If so, aschuli nami, to start should be the same way also. How can you start the parsha if you're in it only one pasuk? The chula should be exerbum that people that just came in now think the one before only got the one or 2 psukim. So whenever you start from a parsha, either you have to start from the beginning of the parsha, or else if it's after the first pasuk, you have to make sure you're in it already 3 psukim. So if you start now 3 psukim later, it's not so bad. If somebody comes in now, they'll think the one before at least got at least 3 psukim, that's okay. Saka Matanakama doesn't care about this. Amri, it's must like this. Mandi ayil shiuli shayil. People that walk into shul, we're not afraid they'll think that the Aliyah before only had one psukim. When you walk into shul, you start talking. You ask your friend what went on. Like if you have a question in shul, how come the guy before only got one pasuk? You'll ask your friend, and he'll tell you it's not true. He didn't just get the one or two psukim before. He read from the pasha before a few psukim, and he ended off the first pasuk in the new pasha. But since people come into shul, you talk, you find out what's doing. Here, there's no gzera. Mashenki, when you leave, you're leaving. You don't ask anybody when you leave. So therefore, there, there's the gzera. You think only two psukim is enough. So therefore, we make the gzera. You have to have at least three psukim.
Alright, turn over. Alright, turn over.
Yeah. Sholach lei Rabbah, parade the robe of Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbah, the son of Rabbah, sent to Rabbi Yosef, Hilchos Amai, what's the halacha? Sholach lei Hilchosah, doilik. Halacha is like Rav said before, that we should be doilik. On Rosh Chodesh, how do we get out with the psukim? We read over the pasuk twice. The Yemsoy Derlik, who reads over? The one that gets shiny. That's what we do. He reads over the pasuk twice.
That would be by the
Mahmoudis or by... You're right. Rashi says, like, Hilchos Amai Mahmoudis. Rashi says, what's the halacha by Mahmoudis, Rashi says? The Yemsoy Derlik, the middle one is the one that goes back. Shim lo yidlaku, yeitzorach lahaskel v'pasho, pochus mishloshe psukim. V'mikro shloshe min ashniya, nimtza kare kula. So right, so by the mamodis, that's treated. The first one reads three psukim, then the one that gets shiny reads the pasuk before, and goes further another two psukim. But Rosh Chodesh is saying things also, we're also daily by Rosh Chodesh. Zeh aklal, kol sheyesh by musaf. The Mishnah said, this world has musaf. Iboy lihu. Then when you have musaf to it, then you have, if you have musaf and you don't have, it's not a yomtiv, then like a Rosh Chodesh, then you reach, give out four aliyahs. Ibor lihu, tainis sibur v'kama. On a tainis sibur, how many aliyahs do we give out on a tainis sibur? Rosh Chodesh u'moyit. On Rosh Chodesh and kol u'moyit. The ikar korban musaf, since we have a korban musaf then, arbo, we give out four aliyahs. There's no korban loy. You should only give three aliyahs and not four. Or Dilma, maybe no. Here we have another tefillah. Like we say aneinu. We say an extra bracha yisera in the tefillah. So since we're moisif in the davening, that's a svarah. You have to give four aliyahs. That's the suffix. On a tiny sibur, how many aliyahs do we give out? Toshima. Baroshe chadoshim uvachol ha-shamoyit. Kurin abu. Says clearly, you read four. It's a diak of a tiny sibur gimel. It doesn't say a tiny sibur. Mashmas only three. So Mara says, no, ema reisha. What does the reisha say? Vesheni of a chamishi of a Shabbos v'mincha, kurin gimel. It's a diak only these three times. Abu a tiny sibur abu. El meho lek lemishma mino. From here, we can't bring any proof what the din of a tiny sibur is. Toshima, come in here. The ravik loy lebovel. The tiny sibur. Rav came into Bobo and Tainas Sibur. Kom Korah B'Sifro, they gave him an aliyah. Posach Boruch, he opened up with a Boruch. Chosim, Fulay Boruch. But at the end, he didn't make a bracha. Nofa Kuli Alma, then everybody went down to say Tachnun, and Fayu on the face. But Rav Le Nofa Lapayu. Rav did not fall down on his face. Now, Michti. Rav Yisrael Kor, Chur Rav is only Yisrael, the Chur he got the third Aliyah. My time, Chosam Voloi Birach. How come when he ended off he didn't make a bracha? The Chur, if all you read is just to give three Aliyahs, and he got the third Aliyah, he should have made a bracha Achreina. Lav, isn't it Mishum, because the boy of the Mikri Achreina Basrei. Because on a tiny table we give a fourth Aliyah. Since you give a fourth Aliyah, that's why he did not make a bracha Achreina. Tomorrow says, Lloyd, there's no proof from here. I tell you, Rav, the Kani Kara. Even though Rav was Yisrael, since he was so choshev, they gave him Kain. But since they gave him Kain, that's why it's good why he made a bracha Rishayna, and he did not make the bracha Achreina. Yes, there are more people to give the aliyahs to. But maybe there are only three and not four. Nor says, how do you know this? The Rav Huna also, was Kari Bekani. Rav Huna also, they gave him an aliyah. Because since he was so choshev, they gave him coin. So Rav also got coin. So Rav says no. Bishleim Rafuna Kori Bekani. Do you know why Rafuna got Kohen even though he wasn't a Kohen? Do Afilu Ravami Ravasi Tekani. Even though the Choshev Kohanim at that time, Chashiv Redarav Yisrael, they were Choshev Kohanim in Eretz Yisrael, Mechav Chayfilei. They were all bowed down to Rafuna. In other words, the Mechayev, they were Machnia, they humbled themselves to Rafuna. He was the greatest one. Since he was the God of Ador, that's a lucky to give him Kohen. Ela Rav. But Rav, he wasn't the greatest. For Iker Shmuel, there were Shmuel at his times. The Kanevi, and Shmuel was even a Kain. V'dabar alei Shmuel, like Shmuel was Rashi Noyagar Elias Lamalami Rav. Shmuel used to be even a higher rank than Rav. Says, so how could they give Rav Kain over Shmuel? So Murray says, no. Shmuel Nami Mechefe Bechayef Lil Rav. Really, Rav was greater. And Shmuel used to humble himself down to Rav. For Rav, humbled himself to Shmuel. For Rav, who the Yovid lay covet, Rav's time used to give cover to Shmuel. But the Yovid lay before him. When did he give respect to Shmuel in front of him? Shlay before him lay Yovid lay. But not in front of him, he didn't do it. In other words, if Shmuel was there in Shul, he would let Shmuel get coin. But when Shmuel was not there, then they used to give Rav coin. So it could be that was a pshat here. The reason why Rav did not make a brach achreino on a time of Sidur, not because there's only four aliyahs. He got Shlishi, there's still a fourth one. Could be, no, maybe there's only three aliyahs. But he got Kain, that's why he didn't make a brach achreino. So tomorrow, Hochanami Mestav, that's a smar also like that. The Rav Bekani Koro, that they gave Rav Kain here. Why push it? These Sakot Daituch Bishol Korom, because if you want to say Rav when he got Shlishi, Korol of his other Foneho, my time of Baruch. If Rav got Shlishi, so how come he made a bracha Rishayna? The Chura, we're going now Bezmana Gemara, that the first one made a bracha Rishayna, and the last one made the bracha Achrayna. So why did Rav even make a bracha Rishayna? So like this will say now it's very good that Rav got Kain. Since he got Kain, that's why he made the bracha Rishayna. Tomorrow says no, Liacha Takona. I tell you, we're talking about now, like Bezmana is there, after the Takona, that everyone that gets an Aliyah makes a bracha Rishayna and a bracha Achrayna. But the more that can't be, so you want to answer, that's good. Like maybe you got Shlishi, and that's why you made a bracha Rishayna. Because now everybody makes their own brachas. Freddy Gemara Rehochi, if so, Liachra Nami Lavorach. So how come you didn't make a bracha Achrayna then? How come you only made a bracha at the beginning, Ashabach Abono? What happened, Ashanos Alano, what happened to? If you tell him in Liachra Atakona, what we do is in every Ganaliyah, you make the two brachas. So Gemara says, I'll tell you maybe Shani Hecho to Yosef Rav. Maybe when Rav was there, it's like a different. The male island.